subscribe to our RPM website, please go
conference
right now and
muted
subscribe, because this is how we receive our weekly notifications and help us find all the documents we need to succeed in our ACN business. So the website address is www.rpmglobal.biz. So that is www.rpmglobal.biz. Right now, I'm going to bring online someone very special. Someone I get to love more as I get to know her more. Someone that is leading the expansion of Latin America. Someone that is incredibly successful. This beautiful lady is a leader of leaders. Her and her brother Cosmo have built a massive organization globally in Canada, in the U.S., in Mexico, and right now in Colombia. And they have been on the top producer charts consistently. So this is the person that I personally love to learn from. She's got all the information, and she's someone I love to learn from that impacted many lives. Now, she's a lot of fun to be around and has the integrity and the knowledge I want to follow. I'm super, super excited to hear from her. She's truly an inspiration, and she's also a powerful leader. I'm honored to be able to call her my friend. So with no further delay, I'm going to introduce to you none other than President Club Member, Regional Director, Giovanna DiLillo.
Good evening, Team RPM. Guys, I am so pumped about the call tonight. It's going to be awesome. You guys are in for a surprise. But before that, I just want to give it back to Leah. I am so excited about what we're doing down here in Colombia together, about the incredible production you're creating and the hearts and the lives that you're changing all over the world. Congratulations to you and Danny. You are really just such an example of integrity and leadership. So thank you for your contribution to RPM. Guys, tonight we're going to have a pretty awesome call. I'm really, really excited. You're going to have a different speaker that I'm going to bring on. And he's a really great topic. He and I were just speaking a few minutes ago, and I've got my notebook ready to learn from an amazing, amazing champion producer. One of the things I wanted to go over is a couple of announcements. I know some of you are really excited about Colombia and the expansion, and some of you have teams growing in Latin America, in Mexico and in Colombia. And really one of your goals is to help them, your brand leaders, as we call them instead of IBOs, you want to help them to be able to tap up to build their business internationally, which means bring it back into Canada and U.S. And because RPM has such an amazing structure pretty much all over North America, we've created something to help you guys be able to really maximize that and help your brand leaders do that. So we're going to be starting North American live national webinars. So here's when it starts. It's going to start next Tuesday at 8 o'clock, so Tuesday, August 21st at 8 o'clock in English, and August 22nd on Wednesday in Spanish. It's going to be a presentation only, no training, just a strict presentation. We strongly recommend that you make it a second exposure. So have your guests that are in the United States and Canada, so get your, here's the steps you're going to take. Your brand leaders from Colombia and from Mexico are going to invite to see the opportunity. They're going to invite their North American contacts to hear what the opportunity is. And then you're going to give them a first exposure, and then you're going to use this webinar as a second exposure. Okay, guys, so second exposure. And here's the best part. On the English one, the Tuesday night English webinar, is going to be none other than Double Circle of Champions, Senior Vice President, Cavaliere Franco Lo Franco. So that's going to be awesome, guys. You want to get everybody in front of this listening to this. And then for the Spanish one on Wednesday night, it's going to be myself, President's Club member Giovanna Di Lillo. I'll be doing the Spanish one for all of your guests that, you know, live in the United States or Canada but feel more comfortable in the Spanish language, and we're going to give them a full webinar. So it's going to be really exciting. Next Sunday, we're going to give you the details of times and how to plug in and everything else, but what you want to do between now and then is start putting the word out, start recruiting, start sharing the peaking the interest steps with your team and have them start reaching out, making their list, and so forth. Okay, guys? So make sure that you guys are all on the call and all of your teams that speak English or you're going to translate for them are on the call next week to get all the details. All right, guys? So super, super excited about that. This is going to create exponential growth in an international bridging kind of way. So I'm like really pumped and I feel blessed to be a part of that. And then the other thing, guys, for Colombia, we just found out that first Cumbre of Liderazgo, it's like the mini international, is going to be September 1st and 2nd in Bogota. So you guys want to make note of that, get your team notified about that. We'll have the official flyers and everything coming out sometime this week, but I just wanted you guys to start noting it in your calendar and get your team excited about that. All right, so tonight I want to have a conversation, speaking of, you know, recruiting and the steps, I want to have a conversation a little different than we usually do about what the system is. And we know what it is, right? It's PDRs that then feed into Saturday trainings, that then feed into Friday leadership, and then that feed into events. And something that I've really become aware of in this last 10 days or so here in Colombia is one of the fundamental pieces that feeds that core piece, that PDR, is the scripts and inviting. And it's just perfect timing that, you know, here we are talking about inviting to these webinars. Really, I just see the importance of why the scripts are so important. And I know some of you might be thinking, but why? I can do it this way. And I get it. I get it because it took me a little while to really embrace scripts. But I'll tell you, one of the biggest reasons for the success that we're having on a global level is scripts. Because the scripts allow us to create duplication in any language, and we're really using pretty much the same script everywhere with a few little modifications, you know, because in North America there's already essential services, here it's just one service. But for the most part, the indirect and direct approach are exactly the same. And here's what I'm really, really aware of. The lines, the organizations that don't follow scripts don't have the same clean duplication. They're inventing the first part of the system, which is the script, and then everything else kind of like teeter-totters. But for the organizations and the teams that are really married to the scripts, and regardless of if it's a business person that they're launching or a teenager or, you know, whatever their professional experience or lack of, whatever their level of education or lack of, if they stick to the script, then those people are going to continue to train it out that way. So if as a leader you're postured enough to sit with your new IBO, regardless of the country, and practice the scripts with them and get them enrolled in understanding why scripts are so important. And I'm going to tell you, for those of you that are new, I'm going to tell you why it's important. Because if we invite your guests to a home meeting using the script, and then they come and they are the red apples and they decide, wow, I totally want to do this. And they come to Saturday training or they sit down with your mentor and we start training them and we use the same script and we teach them, please invite this way because it's going to give you the most production, the most results, it's quick, it's efficient, it's easy, it's fun, and it duplicates well. And that's what you used on them, they're going to be like, of course, logical, that's how they got me to come here and I'm in. But if you don't do that, they're going to be in the back of their mind, whether they're present to it or not, they're going to be like, well, I don't really have to do it that way because I'm here and that's not what so-and-so said to me. So if you want to create a business that duplicates and that eventually keeps duplicating without you, you really want to be aware and attentive and present to every word you speak to your guests, because you don't know which of them are you going to be your future IBOs. And if they're your future IBOs, you're going to want them to follow the system. And so that's one of the real reasons why we say, you know, you really got to lead by example. And it's right from the beginning. It's right from the invitation, because at the invitation piece, those guests are already becoming a part of the system. They just don't know it. So my advice to you guys this week, guys, memorize the scripts, learn them, get comfortable with them, have fun with them, make them your favorite song. Make them your favorite song so you're so comfortable with it that when you're training somebody, it's just like singing your favorite song. And then guess what's going to happen? They're going to think the same way. They're going to feel the same way. You're going to have that energy when you're training them, and they're just going to jump in and do it. You know, some people look at scripts like they're regimented and they're not comfortable and they're uncomfortable, but they become comfortable when you choose to let them be that and make it your favorite song. And I'll tell you, that song has the potential to give you a lot of time and money freedom. And isn't that what we're all after? The long-term residual income that gives us choices and freedom. So that's kind of our tip for this evening. Speaking of people that are building long-term residual income, I get to do one of my favorite parts of the call, and that is to introduce or read out the top producers for Team RPM so far in the month of August. So these are the people that have been hitting the charts from the 1st to the 12th of August. So here we go. And remember, we're acknowledging the Team Trainer production. And this is the true health of the business, because this marks where you have new business partners coming into your business. So, you know, we talk about duplication. Well, where does the duplication start? Your new business partners, your new IBOs or brand leaders that come in, and you train them with the scripts that we just talked about and everything else, and get them enrolled into their PBRs and salary training and all the rest of fun stuff that really helps us become the true leaders that we're meant to be and help us change people's lives. So let's get started. And remember one more thing, guys. All of you can be on this list. We're only at the 12th of August. Anybody can outbeat anybody right now. All right. So for team trainer production in the ETL position, we have a two-way tie. And I apologize if I mispronounced any of the names, guys. We have two-way tie for number 5 with Stacy Clark and Maria Armendani. In position number 3, we have a four-way tie. We have Juan Barreto, Ramon Ibarra, Alberto Vargas. We have Hartaj Ramdeen Singh. Those are position number 3. Position number 2, we have a two-way tie. Kulwinder Duwali and Tony Roberts. And position number 1, ETL Team Trainer Production for the month of August so far, Vast Solution Group. Congratulations, guys. Team Trainer Production for Team Coordinator, TCs. In position number 6, we have a three-way tie. We have Barbara Marinelli, Karina D'Alessio, and Lara Coombs. Congratulations, guys. Position number 5, a two-way tie. Jaswinder Singh and Mandeep Singh Gill. Position number 4, Alex Ramirez and Hasmran Kang. Position number 3, Paul Xavier. And position number 2, someone actually dethroned him after I don't even know how many months. In position number 2 for TC, Miguel Angel Franco, which means there's a new reigning champion at number 1, and that is none other than John Berenger. Congratulations, guys. Regional Director, Top 5 Team Trainer Production, number 4, two-way tie, Jocelyn Hansen and Helen D'Alessio. Position number 3, Cavalier Franco Lofranco. Position number 2, John Berenger, and it's a two-way tie with myself and my brother, Cosmo DeLillo. And in position number 1, Hasmran Kang. Congratulations, guys. Now for the RVP top 3. Number 3, Helen D'Alessio. Number 2, Hasmran Kang. And number 1, Cavalieri Franco Lofranco. Guys, congratulations to all of you for leading the charts in RPM, leading the way, and showing us how to get it all done. All right, guys. I'm super excited to introduce our speaker for the evening, our trainer. I've got pen and paper ready. I hope you guys do too. His topic is phenomenal, and he's a man who can totally talk about this, because first of all, you just heard his name multiple times on this list, and he's a 6-time President's Club winner. He's 6 times consecutively ranked in President's Club. Guys, that's a big deal. Not only that, he's a regional vice president, and you just heard his name listed for number one in RD production and number two in RVP production for all of RBM Global. So if there's somebody that can teach you about production and how to build, this is the man. So you heard me name out his official name, but I'm going to tell you his code name in our business. How many welcome to the call? None other than six-time President's Club winner and regional vice president, top producer, King Kang.
Good evening, everyone on this call. First of all, I'd like to give back to Joanna. The people who don't know who Joanna is, let me tell a little bit about her. She's a lady that doesn't matter it's day or night. She's always working hard, building in Mexico and Colombia right now, not only for herself, but for everybody that wants to achieve success in their life. Doesn't matter if she has financial attachment to them or not. That's why it's not only me, but everybody in ACM respect her a lot. So for all the new people on this call who don't know me, my name is Kang. I'm a regional vice president with ACM. I'm a six-time president club member as well. I came to Canada in 2010 as a student. I did electronics from Toronto Seneca College. I started ACN in 2013. I didn't get success for my first 2 years in ACN. Even my first year in ACN, I only got 2 reps. My second year in ACN, I got only 11 reps because I was not coachable. I never attend training. I never do Saturday training. I never come on these calls, not even one international, for my first 2 years in the business. And even when Franco say me do this, I do opposite to it because I feel I'm the best. But in this business, it's not what you do. It's what the system tells us to do. Today, in this call, I'm going to let you guys know the reason for my success in ACN and what you need actually to win in ACN. But before I tell you that, let me tell you one thing. I'm going to congratulate all the people on this call because you guys are something special. What does that mean? There are two types of people in the world. The people like your friends and family having dreams in their bed right now, the dreams that never going to go through because they don't do anything to achieve it. But there are people like you attending the call right now. They have dreams. But to fulfill their dreams, they take action. Because without action, there is nothing possible in the world. So I'm going to congratulate all the people who are in this call right now. ACN is the biggest opportunity in our life. Without ACN, I don't think a common man in life can even fulfill their dreams. If you guys see the life of RVPs and SVPs in ACN, and their background before ACN, it's amazing. They are not something special. They are like us. But the only difference between us and them are their work ethics. That's why what makes them special. They are committed to something. That's why they got success. First thing in ACN, to all the new people, you guys have to learn the compensation plan. Because if you don't know how much money you guys can make, I don't think you guys will work that hard. And if you know what kind of possibility in ACN is, by learning the compensation plan, you can achieve anything in your own life. So first major factor in the business is the compensation plan itself. Just imagine, did you guys think in your life ever that you guys can make money when people pay the bills? Somebody's paying bill in England, somebody's paying bill in Australia, New Zealand, Italy, Germany, 26 countries all over the world. People pay bills and we can make money without investing that huge money in the business. That's something credible. The topic I'm going to cover today in the call and the reason for my success starts from a proper mindset and work ethic. What does that mean? To all the new people in the call, there are two things in the business, mindset and momentum. we need to know both of them to run the business on the bigger scale. So many times we start the business, we follow the system, we do PBRs, we make calls, and we get momentum. And that's nice, because if we work and we follow the system, the momentum is going to come. But if we don't attend Saturday training, we don't come on the regular calls, we can have momentum, but we're not going to have the mindset. Because we don't have a proper mindset in business, that's like a poison in our own business. There are ups and downs in the business. Not every day is going to be the same day. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be people who are going to say you no. There are going to be toxic people, these people are. And you can't even imagine what's going to happen to your business when you're talking to them. Because we have a momentum, but we didn't learn the work ethics. Now, just imagine if momentum falls and there is no mindset, we will be out of the business so fast. When people come without mindset, we cannot run the business. So the first thing in the business, you have to have a proper mindset as a business mindset. But if we have a proper mindset and no momentum, we can create the momentum anytime, anywhere. Just imagine, it's a mindset plays an important role in our company. Same thing that happened with me after 2 years in ACN. I have no momentum. I have only 12 reps in my team. Because I started attending weekly calls, I start going to weekly trainings, and plug myself into the internationals, I even doesn't know when does momentum start coming in my organization. So many times, people call me and they ask me, can you tell us the reason for your success? And let me tell you guys right now, the reason for my success came from attending internationals. From last 3 years, I never ever missed the international. And there's a big reason besides my success. When we start a business and we don't have work ethic, we lose it. What does that mean? When we start a business, because if you feel the business as a business, did you guys ever imagine that you guys open a business and your opening time for a business is 9 a.m. and you're opening the business at 12 a.m.? It's not possible. If you guys start a business, you have to treat it as a business. What does that mean? Imagine you guys start a business. Just think first thing that did you guys start at ACN part-time? Or full-time? 90% people say we started ACN part-time. What's the definition of part-time? A part-time thing means you're spending 10 to 15 hours a week. But just imagine, calculate your timing right now. How much time you are giving to ACN? 90% people, they're not doing ACN part-time. They're not doing ACN full-time. They're doing ACN fun-time. Fun doesn't pay you money. Fun cost you money. You guys know the faster we grow, the more problems we're going to face in the business. We are in people business. And people business, if we meet more people, that's the only way we make more money. So our basic target is always talk to more people. And that's the reason of momentum. But let me tell you right now, to make money, we talk to more people. But in between people and money, there's a term called problem. So let me clarify you guys. It's not the more people we talk, the more money we make. It's the more people we talk, more problems we solve, more money we're going to make. So we are problem solvers in the company. So ACN pays nice income to use our brains to solve the problems we're going to face in the company. Always in life, where there's something hard, there is more money. In ACN, the hardest thing is to control our mind. And if we control that, everything else is easy. So now, if we know the compensation plan and we have the proper mindset, just imagine, after that, what happens? The momentum starts coming automatically. And now our responsibility in the company is just start following the system. So what's the system? Every single day in ACN, we have to teach people. That's an important role in our life, is learn how to teach people. Like Giovanna told about the invitation script. So invitation script, how we can talk to people. That's the 90% of ACN is how to invite. And if we know the proper invitation script, after picking the people, we fix appointment with people. We show them the business. And as soon as they start the business, from that time onwards, people think our work is done. But let me tell you guys right now, the actual work starts after the person signs up the business. When somebody joins the business with them, they feel work is done. And 90% time, we recruit people and we feel our work is done. No, it's not done. It's now our responsibility as a leader to take them to the Friday night training, plug them into the Saturday training. The reason why to do that is get them excited and let them do their PBRs, because our main target in business is to do as many PBRs as we can. So if the new person come to Friday and Saturday, he'll be more excited to do his own PBR. We don't have to force him after Friday and Saturday to end the training. So he will be forced now to do his PBR, and the people that we're going to get out of the PBR now is to plug them into the Friday and Saturday training. Then do their PBR again, and this thing we keep duplicating. What's our main goal as a leader through PBR Friday and Saturday is to take the people we join, is to plug them into the international. That's the main thing. Everybody knows the next international is happening in Cleveland, September 14, 15, and 16. The reason why we have to plug them into international is to raise their belief level, get them more excited, and the doubts they have about the company, they're going to get clarified as well. On the top is they can get coached by the best of the best by the company. You guys know the world we live, everything is negative. We talk to people, they are negative. We watch news, it's negative. We listen to radio, negative again. Watch TV serials, negative. So if it's all that we listen in our own life, we're going to go negative too. But if we plug ourselves into the system that start attending Saturday training, our weekly calls, and never miss the international, there is a hope to win. In my career in ACN, I've seen so many people join the business. Some of them making huge money. Millions of dollars is sitting on the table. And some of them making nothing. Company is same. Compensation plan is same. It's everybody has the same opportunity. What's the difference between the person who gets success and the person who lose is the action. The action people take to fulfill their dreams. So I request each individual right now on the call, you guys dream something big. And attending the international is the first step towards your dream. Our next weekly call will be next Sunday. And see you guys in Cleveland.